New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says President Trump's top budget official is off base in his comments this week that people are leaving New York because of its high taxes. Mick Mulvaney also said it's not up to the federal government to save New York from its bad decisions, a reference to the Republican tax reform plan that could eliminate the federal deduction for state and local taxes. Lieutenant Governor Hochul, a Democrat, says Mulvaney should look harder at the facts.
I'd like to point out to the budget director that he is the recipient of $48 billion more from the state of New York than we received back in benefits to our people. So it's great he's from South Carolina, but if you look at it, it's absolutely inverse for what their state does. They send about $4,000 to Washington every year in taxes, and they get about $10,000 per person. So I understand why he'd want to keep the status quo, but it is fundamentally unfair, and we're challenging that. But at the bottom line is that as long as we can keep the state and local tax deduction, which benefits many of our residents, we can continue to have the conversation. But he is dead wrong in his assessment that we're on the receiving end of too much assistance from the federal government.
This state and local tax deduction, if it goes through, if they repeal that deduction, how much would it cost the average New Yorker?
Well, statewide, it's going to cost us $16 billion, but it's hard to quantify an average New Yorker. Is it also a New Yorker who's benefiting from the mortgage deduction, which they want to eliminate or reduce, depending on whether it's the House or Senate bill? Are you also a student who's deducting your student loan interest, which they also want to wipe out? Are you a senior citizen who's able to deduct your extraordinary medical expenses, which they want to wipe out? So it's hard to know exactly how bad the hit will be. But truly, if you have a family of four or greater, because they're also eliminating the $4,000 a year personal exemption, you are coming out on the losing end of that proposition. And no matter how much the members of Congress who are supporting this against the interests of their own state are trying to sugarcoat it, there's just no way to say that this is good for the people of the state of New York.
Going into next year, into the budget season, it's estimated New York will have a $4 billion budget deficit. How could this be affected if this tax plan goes through as now written?
Well, it'll blow it up because there's a lot of variables. For example, will fewer people be living in the state of New York? Will businesses leave? Will people be less likely to buy a home if the mortgage deduction's kept? There's a lot of sources of revenue that come in and support the state of New York, and we work very, very hard to keep our expenses down. I mean, taxpayers need to know that the rate of increases in our state budget has been kept at 2% or below the entire length that our governor's been in office. And that is contrary to his predecessors, going back to Rockefeller, which I think under Governor Rockefeller it averaged about 11%, all the way up to Governor Pataki, which was about 5 or 6%. So we're doing our best to keep costs under control.
New York's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Late this afternoon, Hudson Valley Republican Congressman John Faso announced that he will vote no on the Republican tax reform plan as it is now written.